From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. The Daily Freeman reports that new congressperson Pat Ryan introduced his first bill in the House of Representatives after 9 days in office. Ryan, a Democrat, filling in the final weeks of Antonio Delgado's term in the 9th Congressional District, introduced the Protecting Reproductive Freedom Act. The bill would allow access to abortion medication through telehealth, even in states that banned abortion, and would create a congressional report on other ways to expand access to reproductive health care. Ryan said in a press release, and I quote, "A woman's right to choose is one of this country's foundational freedoms, and there is no place for government interference in these private medical decisions. Yet extremist state lawmakers are restricting access to FDA-approved abortion medication and even threatening to open Americans' mail to stop the delivery of doctor-prescribed health care services. This legislation would ensure that women across the country can access this safe and effective medical treatment," end quote. Over half of all abortion care in the U.S. comes through medication, with the two-dose regimen of mifepristone or misoprostol approved for up to 10 weeks of pregnancy. This year, at least 20 states have proposed bills to restrict or ban access to those abortion pills, which were approved more than two decades ago by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and other new bills would force women to get those medications from a doctor in person. Ryan beat Republican Mark Molinaro in a special election to fill the final weeks of Delgado's term, and many political observers said his support for abortion rights was a key part of that campaign. Now Ryan is running for the new 18th Congressional District against Republican Colin Schmidt in November, while Molinaro faces Democrat Josh Riley in the new 19th Congressional District. Schmidt did not respond to requests for comment. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Philip Pantuso reports for the Times Union about how the fraud allegations against former President Donald Trump in a lawsuit filed by New York Attorney General Letitia James include the Trump National Golf Club Hudson Valley in the Dutchess County hamlet of Hopewell Junction. Four of the alleged schemes outlined in the lawsuit involved the Dutchess County location and are described as the, and I quote, fixed asset scheme, the unsold membership scheme, the membership deposit scheme, and the brand premium scheme, end quote. The lawsuit alleges that Trump and his associates did not disclose the leasehold interest on the property, and I quote, misleadingly suggesting, end quote, that the organization owned the property outright, and failing to account for ground lease expenses when determining the value of the property between 2011 and 2021. And while listed initiation fee for 2011 and 2012 at Trump National Hudson Valley was $10,000, the Trump organization claimed there were as much as 300% more. The lawsuit also alleges that Trump inflated the purchase price of the club by claiming that the liability for $1.2 million in refundable membership deposits was zero. And finally, the lawsuit claims Trump artificially inflated the value of Trump National Hudson Valley because of his name, despite the fact that including internally developed intangible brand premiums is not allowed by a generally accepted accounting principles. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper, the September 24th kickoff volunteer event to celebrate the expansion of the Ancrem Opera House was postponed due to a COVID-19 outbreak. The Ancrem Opera House has acquired an adjacent property at 1326 County Route 7, which they will call the Annex, and call the Opera House and the Annex combined the Ancrem Center for the Arts. The Annex is a now vacant 1,300 square foot, two-story post and beam structure built in 1780 on 0.08 acres. Ancrem Opera House co-director Jeffrey Masao said in a press release, and I quote, "This expansion is in direct response to the community request for expanded programming and opportunities. It reflects our already thriving programs a commitment to sustaining them, and an investment in our future as a vital resource for Ancram and beyond, end quote. The plan is to build a link between the two buildings that will cost $346,400. In 2021, the Ancram Opera House produced 90 productions, concerts, and workshops, with approximately 1,700 attending in person or online. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Mid-Hudson News reports that Ulster County is looking for artists with design proposals for a COVID-19 memorial. The COVID-19 Commemoration Commission will choose a sculpture as the centerpiece of a memorial garden at the Ulster County Fairground Complex in New Plants. Artists can submit designs through November 15th. Acting County Executive Johanna Contreras said, and I quote, "This unprecedented time took its toll, but it also showed the shared strength of our communities who came together and persevered through the pandemic. This project will culminate not just in a simple monument, but a testament to hope, unity, and a lasting message for future generations," end quote. Designs can be submitted by mail or in person to the office of Ulster County Executive at 244 Fair Street, Kingston, New York, 12401, or through the Ulster County COVID-19 website. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.